405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday. We got a lot of stuff that we are dealing with. There's no question about that. A brand new chief administrative officer for the city of Richmond. Well, that's exciting. What are his qualifications? Well, he's most famous for making sure that the mayor and the city council in Atlanta, where he's been, did not get investigated by the inspector general. Huh. Well, didn't they already do that in the city of Richmond? Didn't we already fire the inspector general? What exactly do you think is being hidden? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Seriously, what is being hidden at the city of Richmond? I mean, we see such gross incompetence on a regular basis that the mind just boggles at the stuff they're trying to cover up. And the mayor, as we know, has been there for a while. He can't play the, yeah, I'm the new guy, I don't know how anything works at this point. At this point, really, Mr. Mayor, you've got to be responsible. And how does that become the best person possible for the job? I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. I guess we're all going to see at some point. But it just seems so crazy that that's what we get. And that's what we continually get. In addition to that, William Burnett, who is running for sheriff, last chance to save the Richmond City Sheriff's Office, I'm telling you right now. Running, doing his best. I understand his sister just passed away. I mean, it's not an easy time for this guy. And 50 of his signs were stolen. I guess over the weekend. Somebody sent me the video. We had a little thing on Facebook. I missed it, and somebody else sent it to me. I thought, oh my gosh, here we go again. Here we go again. That we have this situation where there's clearly an organized effort. There's no nice way to say it, so I'm going to stop trying to come up with a nice way to say it. There's clearly a very organized effort to destroy his campaign by removing his signs. Now, I hope, because I know he's been out there campaigning the old-fashioned way, going door to door and meeting with people and talking about things and the rest of it, but gosh, I wonder, who could possibly be interested in having his signs removed? You tell me. Who is it that would want to have his signs removed? You want to take a listen to some of the insanity on this? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. First, let me give you Channel 7 out of L.A. This is one of their local newsreaders. Apparently venturing into the area where he gets to tell you exactly what he believes. And he could expose for you just what useful idiots so many of these people are, such dupes. Take a listen to cut number one.
Large group of people, it could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive multimedia confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
Yeah, demonstrators. I think technically they're arsonists, Mr. Newsreader, but okay. Now let me give you a little piece of Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler. He's back. He was such an embarrassment to CNN, and you're thinking there's no such thing. Yeah, he was. It was such an embarrassment, such a disappointment, such an epic failure at CNN. They actually benched him for a while. They kicked him off the air. And I guess in retrospect, they thought, well, at least he's not like that other idiot we have who was busy, Jeffrey Zumentubin, who during that, it was a Zoom call, right? He was Zooming during the Zoom call. And apparently forgot he had his camera on and must have been pointed in a southerly direction. And then everybody knew what a degenerate he was. So anyway, but Brian Steltler's back. Of course, he has an opinion on this. Let's take a listen. Cut number four.
That's right. I was in Newark earlier this evening. That's where the president is right now. He's cage side at a UFC fight. This is the popular mixed martial arts phenomenon. This is the second time he's been to a UFC fight since taking office again. He also attended one at Madison Square Garden last fall. So this is one of the president's favorite sports. It's a combat sport. It's, of course, all about fighting. It's incredibly violent, also incredibly popular. It gets a lot of money for his friend, Dana White, who runs the UFC. And the parallelism here, the symbolism is so striking. The president was at his golf club in Bedminster earlier today, maybe watching pictures of the very scattered, very isolated episodes of unrest around Los Angeles. And then on the way to this UFC match, we learn about this order for the National Guard. So you have him attending a fight on the East Coast while potentially stoking a fight on the West Coast and citing what he calls riots and looters, even though from all that we've seen from the visual evidence, what has happened has been very sporadic. You know, it is notable, right, how Trump has been very present about this on social media this evening, posting on Truth Social, posting on X, literally interspersing images of him walking out of the UFC fight with his messaging about California. And so that's going to give even more grist to critics who say he is trying to stoke conflict, trying to cause actual fighting on the West Coast, Brian.
Oh, is that what's going on, Mr. Potato Head? Oh! First of all, do you not love it when Brian Steltler, who's like the poster child for Beta Boys, is he not? Well, come on now. Who are we kidding? You can see him sitting somewhere in his jammies. He's going to explain to us what UFC is. And then he's going to lecture us. Yeah, what a terrible thing. Well, UFC is this thing where really tough guys, you know, really, they're like really tough guys. And they're not tough like me, because I'm not really tough. But, you know, the really tough guys go, and they beat each other up. And then people are cheering. It's not right. You know, they should sit around and oh, God. Could you imagine? I mean, really. I was thinking for a second, could you imagine being married to him? And then I thought, well, no. There's nobody on planet Earth that could imagine being married to him. If you're a woman. And I don't want you to take it the wrong way, but I'm interested in your opinion. No, I am. Now, let me explain this to you. James River Air text line is available, but I only want to hear from ladies. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. How desperate would you need to be to date Brian Steltler? Would you not have to be an unmarried woman in her 90s? With oxygen tanks on the edge of entering into the great beyond before you would even consider giving him your phone number? I get not everybody in the female world is as, you know, gorgeous and smart and talented as my wife. I get it. Not everybody can be my bride. And I'm not exactly Jimmy Galliano. I'm not ripped. Well, I'll tell you what, though. I'm not Brian Steltler. Seriously, ladies, hit me up. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Would you ever even consider dating Brian Steltler? If you were single, you were looking. Do I have to be fair here, Jer? All right, I'll be fair. Look, you know, John Reed is a friend of mine. I don't know if you know this. John is gay. No, it's true. I know that people weren't aware. Anyway, but okay, so let's say you're gay. Would you consider dating Brian Steltler? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line. You feel free to text me your answers. I am very, very curious about that. I also want to tell you, 5:20 this afternoon, I've got tickets for you. The Artemis Pyle Band is coming to the Beacon Theater Friday, June the 13th. That is this Friday. And by the way, I will not be here this Friday. So we're going to give away the tickets at 5:20 this afternoon. He's the original member surviving member of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
So it's going to be one hell of a show, tell you that. But your chance to win those tickets, I will make it nice and easy, 5:20 this afternoon. We've got Carl Carlson joining us in a little bit. We'll talk about where the economy is. I just got statements from Fidelity today, and I didn't open them yet. So they are actually sitting here next to me because I just went out to the mailbox. I'm going to ask Carl if I should or should not open them on the air, and I'll wait to hear what he says. And we'll do that at 4:35. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio W.